1 Timothy, chapter 5. Don't rebuke an elder, but exhort him as a father, the younger men as brothers. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows who are widows indeed. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety toward their own family, and to repay their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now she who is a widow indeed, and desolate, has her hope set on God, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who gives herself to pleasure is dead while she lives. These things also command, that they may be without reproach. But if any does not provide for his own, and especially his own household, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever. Let none be enrolled as a widow under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man. Well reported of for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has used hospitality to strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But younger widows refuse, for when their sexual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation, because they have rejected their first pledge. And besides, they learn also to be idle, going about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I desire therefore that the younger widows marry, bear children, rule the household, give no occasion to the adversary for reviling. For some already turned aside after Satan. If any woman who believes has widows, let her relieve them, and don't let the church be burdened, that it may relieve those who are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in teaching. For the scripture says, "You will not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn." And, "The worker is worthy of his wages." Against an elder don't receive an accusation, except on the basis of 2 or 3 witnesses. Those who sin reprove in the sight of all, that the rest also may be in fear. I charge you in the sight of God, and Christ Jesus, and the elect angels, that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands hastily on no man, neither share in other men's sins, keep yourself pure. Be no longer a drinker of water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are evident, going before to judgment, and some men also they follow after. In like manner also there are good works that are evident, and such that are otherwise can't be hid.